Okay, well, Graham, what about the impact on local businesses then? What do you think about that?
Right, well, can I just say, and I was out in Oxford yesterday, in all the areas mentioned, the roads are empty at the moment because of the knock-on of coronavirus. There is no problem to solve at the moment, and it's unlikely that there will be a problem to solve for quite some time. We're talking probably 2 years. More people are working from home, no tourists are here, and they won't be for some time. Sadly, less businesses are in the city centre working away at the moment.
Now, so, Graham,
please, they have no money, and yet they can think of spending it on barriers in Oxford, because that's what they are, they're barriers.
So are you proposing that maybe to wait until things get back to a little bit more kind of normality to sort of decide when to do it then?
Well, could I just say that, appallingly, there's been no modelling at all by the county or city councils to find out the likely impact of these barriers. It's a suck and see policy, which is totally irresponsible at this time when businesses are trying to get going again.
Andy?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, Graham, you're saying basically that you think that we should wait until we see what the level of traffic is going to actually return to, because it may not be as busy as it was.
Well, there's that, but also I'm interested to hear there has been some modelling. I was on the telephone in a conversation about these issues with two senior county council officers last Friday, and they said no serious modelling has been done. So they've got no idea on who's going through the two bus gate areas. And there's all this talk about through traffic. Well, through traffic may be people doing serious shopping at the West Gate. It may be people doing serious shopping at Waitrose in the Botley Road or down to Currys or wherever it might be. But it might well be people actually trying to deliver to shops, to restaurants and everything else that still need to get there, or they're forced out onto the A34 or forced out onto the Marston Link Road or whatever, which will add time to those businesses, which increases cost. And it will mean spending more on fuel. And it will also mean more pollution, not less, if these vehicles have to drive a far greater distance. Delivery vehicles, service vehicles are not allowed through, apart from very, very special exemptions like dust carts, etc., are not allowed through the High Street bus gate. There are going to be hundreds and hundreds of these vehicles carrying out services on properties, delivery and everything else. I'm just amazed by all this. I heard Councillor Hayes this morning. He doesn't seem to have got the foggiest idea on how a city, its local economy and the community actually functions. If these bus gates, as they're called, but they're really barriers dividing the north and the south of the city. If these barriers go ahead, there could be a risk to thousands of jobs in Oxford. There could be businesses moving out because they no longer have sufficient access into the city. It really needs a very, very serious rethink. It needs proper modelling to be done, and they're speeding this thing through using emergency measures. It's not needed. The city's empty at the moment. Businesses want people. They want people to spend. They want people to service their properties, etc., etc. This is a total nonsense.
Well, as mentioned earlier, you've got until the end of the week to have your say on these radical plans. And I guess that goes for everybody in Oxford who might have the similar opinion to you, Graham.